Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to Are You Fit, a show all about promoting health and instilling togetherness. My name is Michaela, and tonight's show is all about what is sound healing. And tonight, Jamie Lemon is joining back on with me again to explain what that is. And so we're going to start off. I just want to welcome Jamie. Jamie, welcome for being here. Thanks again.
Thank you, Michaela, for having me on your show.
Definitely. Well, before we get into what's so awesome, what's so cool about sound healing, I just wanted to start off by sharing with our listeners a little bit about yourself and your work and how you even got into sound healing yourself.
Okay, cool. I got tired of corporate America, and due to a health complication, I quit corporate America and went to massage school. While I was in massage school, I graduated in February of 98 and became a practitioner in May. Life was going good. I was having fun. And then 2003, I experienced a life-changing event that led me to different alternative healing modalities. So in 2004, I experienced crystal bowls for the very first time. And I was in awe when I sat in the center of them. It was unlike anything I had ever experienced. And then in 2005, I went to a massage appointment and was surprised when the practitioner used tuning forks and crystal bowls. Once again, I loved the session. Then in 2011,
really cool.
I was invited to experience a healing session with chanting, Tibetan bowls, tingsha, tuning forks, and essential oils. And I loved it all so much that I became a student. So since that time, I have taken the first three levels of acutonics training with the Kairos Institute of Sound Healing. And in 2012, I studied with Surin Shrestha, who is from Nepal, with Tibetan bowls and vibrational healing. And then in 2015, I acquired my own set of hand-hammered Tibetan bowls and a full set of crystal bowls that I now use in my daily practice.
That sounds awesome. And so far, like, what has your, I'll jump back to this. I was going to ask you what was your feedback from your clients, but we'll jump back because I'm getting ahead of ourselves. So next question, Jamie, I just want to get into, like, what is sound therapy? No, I'm sorry, not sound therapy, sound healing. I'm messing it up. So what is sound healing? And you're going to explain the difference, please.
Well, okay. So I did some research and I did find out that there is a difference between sound therapy and sound healing. And so, to let you know, sound therapy is conventional medicine. So sound therapy is music therapy that has been clinically used since World War II to treat PTSD. Today it is used to treat Alzheimer's disease, dementia, autism, stroke victims, as well as treating persons in prison. So today's doctors even use music during surgery and postoperatively. Then there's vibroacoustic therapy, which uses specially designed beds, tables, chairs with speakers arranged in such a way that the sound currents travel through the body. This therapy originated in Sweden in the 70s and is now used worldwide, ranging from hospitals to spas. Then you have, and forgive my pronunciation, the Tomatis method, T-O-M-A-T-I-S, which involves listening to specially created music through headphones for the purpose of retraining the auditory system and creating symptomatic improvement for issues such as autism, ADD, ADHD. Then you have the use of ultrasound, sonography, and ultrasonography, which are imaging methods that use high-frequency sound waves to produce images of structures within the body. Okay, so that's like a recap of sound therapy and conventional medicine. So now we're going to move to sound healing and alternative medicine. So sound healing refers to the more general field of therapeutic sound use, including singing, drumming, rattling, toning, etc., where sound therapy refers to methods that are more clinical and structured. In alternative medicine, sound therapy is a subgroup of sound healing. So acoustic instruments such as tuning forks, gongs, crystals, and Tibetan bowls are used widely in sound healing. Okay, so one of the best known tuning fork practices called acutonics, which I'm up to level 3 in, is a system developed by an acupuncturist in which vibrating weighted tuning forks are used on acupuncture points. And I would like to note that those tuning forks, those weighted tuning forks, were actually they got their notes, they're aligned with the planets in our solar system. So NASA was able to pick up the sound that the Earth makes as it goes through our solar system, kind of like Saturn, Jupiter, Pluto, and such. They all have a tone or a sound that they make when they travel, and NASA was able to record it. And then Acutonics, or the Kairos Institute, worked with NASA to have their forks have the same frequency. Does that make sense?
That's amazing, because, yes, it does. And I think I actually, saw, if the listeners get a chance, go on YouTube. If I can pull it at some point, I will, and put it on the show description. But there is, I did see a video on that where all the planets made their own unique sound. I find it interesting, though, the sound that Earth produced, I don't know, I don't want to say it was scary, but it was kind of eerie. It kind of showed the disruption, the disharmony that's on our planet. That's all I got to say about that. But some of them were very beautiful. I'm just saying, you know, but it was very beautiful. Like,
saying.
I don't even remember which ones. Yeah, which planets were really pretty, but they actually had this, I don't know, what kind, it was like this ethereal quality. I don't know, this beautiful quality. Like, and so could you imagine, though, if Earth was actually in tune with the rest of them?
Well, they provide their own symphony, don't they? I mean, together, they don't have the same notes, but they work together like an orchestra.
Yeah, what happened over here? What did we do with our sound stuff? I don't know.
What do you mean?
Well, obviously, okay, if Earth is making, like, some funky noises out there, like, what did we do to cause that? You know what I mean? And how did we
I don't
get
know.
It back
did we
alignment?
Do anything to cause it, or is it the way the planets are naturally going around in the solar system that is disrupting us on the planet?
Hmm.
I mean, you can look at it both
That's
ways. As above, so below. As below, so above.
Right?
And so are we impacting them, or are they impacting us? I don't know, but I do know that the planets are on their natural course, and we're on the ride. It's kind of like when we have a full moon, right? That's related to women's cycles, right? And the tides of the ocean.
Right. I will agree to that, and I will say, no matter what anybody wants to say about the moon affecting us, even when I used to work in the emergency room, I'm telling you what, anytime there was a full moon, I'm telling you, that's when more of the crazies came out. Like, you'd have more of, like, the suicides, the drunks, the drugs, addicts.
You
I
bet,
mean, it just
right?
seemed to
so
escalate.
Was that people
yeah.
just going walking? Was that people just going wonky all on themselves, or were they influenced by the moon? I mean, it's like, so I believe that everything is exactly where it's supposed to be for the divine plan. And our job is just to be as happy as we can as we maneuver through all of the changes.
Okay, here's a side question. I know it doesn't involve sound healing, but just along the note that you just brought up. Like, so then what are you trying to say? Like, we're just, okay, just go with the flow, just let any, like, so how do we even try to influence anything, or can we even have influence? Like, what's the point of influencing then if this is the natural order of things?
You can influence how much water you use. You can influence what types of food you consume. You can keep yourself as healthy as possible, right? But if we get
right.
struck by a meteor, could we have really controlled that?
I don't know. With our thoughts, could we? Positive energy?
I don't know. I don't know.
That's another
Maybe if
that's
you
another
had a million
issue.
People sit and think about it.
That's true. I'm jumping all over because we could talk about that as well. But I'm going to get back to sound healing. Okay, Jamie, can you tell us a little bit about some of the history of how sound healing has been used?
Sure. This is according to Mandara Cromwell, who is the founder and board chair of the International Sound Therapy Association. She says
okay.
that sound therapy has been around since the beginning of recorded history. The oldest surviving scriptural texts tell us so. And science may finally be catching up with sound healing practices used by ancient civilizations. Most cultures share myths of creation that begin with a sonorous event. In the ancient Vedic text, Lord Vishnu rests on the cosmic shoreless ocean. The silence is broken with the cosmic hum, as we know as Om. In the Bible, John 1:1 states, "In the beginning was the Word." At the first vibratory universal note, a system of mathematics and harmonic ratios is revealed. From macrocosm to microcosm, we exist and live in a sea of sound. Geneticists have decoded the musical expression of our DNA. NASA has captured the sounds of all of the planets, even the sound of black holes. And in November of 2014, the European Space Agency's Rosetta probe recorded the sound of a comet. It's no wonder our bodies respond to therapeutic sound.
That is amazing. Jumping back to the whole, you said, like for instance, in the Bible, it said in the beginning was the word. And that definitely is relating to sound, I believe. And I had watched an interesting video a while back that talked about like ancient origins and stuff like that. But one of the things it talked about was these seven core audible sounds of creation. And it basically had this word that is, I'll just say the word and then I'll spell it out. But it was said Krystala, and it was spelled out Krystla-A. And what was interesting about that whole word was that it broke down like into like the two main religions that are here today, like that are kind of widely recognized. You've got like the Christianity, Christ, and you've also got Allah. And so when you break that whole word down into seven other sounds or words, they broke it down into Ka, Ra, Ya, Sa, Ta, Ha, La. Now, how much that really means, if that's really the true seven beginning sounds, I don't know, but I just thought that was kind of interesting.
I know, right? I mean, the cool thing about being alive today is all we have to do is consult Google, and we can ask it any question, and it's amazing where it will take us. Because if you go back to the, in the beginning was the word, if you get on YouTube and you type in Dr. Hans Jenny, back in the 60s, he realized, he came up with cymatics, C-Y-M-A-T-I-C-S, which is the study of sound and vibration made visible through a medium, such as water in a dish, or a flat metal plate on which a medium such as salt is placed with a speaker underneath. As the frequencies delivered through the speaker change, the geometric images produced by the frequencies also change, spontaneously and even somewhat startlingly. The higher the frequencies, the more complex the geometry was produced. So when we see how sound affects substances, it then makes perfect sense why people practice mantras. Humans are mostly water, and when we talk, the sound reverberates through us, affecting all the structures of the body, from the tone of our voice to the words we speak and the sentiment with which we say them. The sounds we make produce a continuous creative structuring in our bodies. In the movie, What the Bleep Do We Know?, Dr. Masaru Emoto's work with ice crystals is featured, and that led me to purchase his book, The Hidden Messages in Water. In this book, he shows pictures of the crystallized forms of water that had been exposed to loving and less than loving words. When a glass of distilled water was exposed to the word love, a wonderful crystal appeared when the water was frozen. When a glass of distilled water was exposed to the word hate, a very different shape appeared. Now, since we are born at approximately 98% water, and according to Mr. Emoto, when we drop below 60% water, we will no longer stay in this body. In the interim, while we're alive, what language are we speaking to ourselves and our loved ones? It's kind of fascinating when you start to look at life that way and sound.
Right. Well, I remember, I didn't see the work of the gentleman you're talking about. I do have, for the listeners, Jamie brought up cymatics. I do have one of the videos on the show description. It says cymatics, bringing matter to life with sounds. You guys can definitely check that out. And that's just part one of three videos. But I did see, I have read a few of Dr. Moto's books, and it is just amazing, like, not just the words, but like, I remember playing different music affected the water, like, you know, playing Beethoven or some of the classical music, and how intricate and beautiful, you know, those turned out. But then if you played like some, I don't know, sorry for all the people that like, I don't know, rock or like punk or something, but like, you know, the hardcore heavy,
or heavy
like,
metal,
kind of dark stuff, right, how it made it,
he had a picture of heavy
kind of
metal,
like a shard.
It wouldn't form a crystal. Yeah, it wouldn't form a
right.
crystal, right? When he put water, distilled water in a glass and put it in a microwave, it wouldn't wouldn't form a crystal. When he set a glass in front of the television, it wouldn't form a crystal. And so we sit in front of the television how long? What are we doing to ourselves? What kind of shows are you watching? Are you watching wholesome shows like the Brady Bunch? Or are you watching, what's another show?
I don't watch stuff, but Walking Dead?
Yeah, well, yeah, sure. I mean, so what are we exposing ourselves to? What messages are we giving ourselves? How healthy are ourselves? Right?
I just still am amazed, like, just how all of these things affect us and how I want to say behind. I feel like we're kind of behind over here and in Western countries on what we will recognize as methods of healing and medicine. You know, for instance, you talked about with these the acutonics, that they actually go with acupuncture, and acupuncture has been around for, what did you say, Jamie, 5,000 years at least, but yet here they don't want to recognize it.
Right. So science is a very interesting animal. Science has only been around, 400 plus years? And science states that everything must be replicable, right? You must have the same results every single time. Well, I think that pigeonholes us. And I think that limits us. And so if an individual can heal themselves merely by changing the language that they speak, how will science be paid?
Big right there.
You're not taking any pills.
Right. I'm just going to point it out and be blunt. It's taking that money out of the equation, that profit.
Right. I mean,
at least to a lesser degree.
At what point? I mean, I was brought up to listen to the doctors and do everything they told me. And then at the age of 34, I was on 5 different prescription medications and I was 143 pounds. Well, I'm 200 pounds today and I'm very healthy and I'm not on any prescription medications, but I don't listen to doctors anymore. I listen to my body. So the more quiet you get, the more you can hear what your body needs. But we're so stimulated with iPads and laptops and iPhones and all this other electronic stuff that how in touch with ourselves are we? How can we listen to our body when it's interfered with all of these electromagnetisms or electronic equipment?
Right.
So
people need to be mindful
of
what sounds. Go ahead.
This is from Dr. Mitchell Gaynor, who is the Director of Medical Oncology and Integrative Medicine at the Cornell Cancer Prevention Center in New York. If we accept that sound is vibration, and we know that vibration touches every part of our physical being, then we understand that sound is heard not only through our ears, but through every cell in our bodies. One reason sound heals on a physical level is because it so deeply touches and transforms us on the emotional and spiritual planes. Sound can redress imbalances on every level of physiologic functioning and can play a positive role in the treatment of virtually any medical disorder.
That's huge. Any.
Right.
What will have effect. Yeah.
So Peter Guy Manners, MD, what?
No, go ahead.
Peter Guy Manners, a medical doctor, a British osteopath and sound therapy pioneer, spent more than 50 years on sound frequency research. Manners used the analogy of an orchestra for describing how stress affects the body. Imagine a gust of wind blows away the sheet music of the first and second violins. This stress causes a struggle for harmony in the string section of the orchestra. Left without a master pitch pipe, the lack of harmony spreads to other parts of the orchestra. Likewise, in the body, stress or injury pulls cells out of their coherent structure. If the stress is not handled properly, a complex web of disharmonies perpetuates. The whole orchestra is soon out of tune. An out-of-tune body begins to experience a variety of stress signals, including anxiety, insomnia, allergies, food sensitivities, or physical and emotional pain. Sound travels about 4 times faster through water than it does through air. Since our bodies are about 70% water, sound becomes a first choice for a natural therapy. Matching the frequencies of healthy resonance can provide stress relief. Adding sound therapy modalities is an easy, natural way to achieve this goal. Once stiff muscle and trigger point areas are identified, the appropriate sound modality can be introduced for release and relaxation. It's a simple fix, but when are we going to slow down and get that fix? I mean, down in L.A. right now, they're offering sound baths. It's where you go to a yoga studio, you lie on a mat, and they play crystal balls for you.
Love it.
At what point do we unplug from life? At what point do we pause for a minute so that our body can rebalance itself? When was the last When was the last time you listened to mellow music before you went to bed? Right? We don't take time out for ourselves because we're so scattered and we're so busy with everyday life challenges that we forget the simplest of things. But me being a massage practitioner, I get to do it every day in every session.
I do miss that. I will say that. We, at least in Western culture, we are so ingrained to be fast-paced, you know, fast in the checkout, fast food nation. I mean, you're just like, go, 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 hurry, 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 hurry. And that's how it's like that, you know. Jamie, we got
that's
like 9 minutes left, but I did want to, yes, that is. It is currently. I'm hoping we can shift that a little bit and then make a whole new paradigm shift. But I wanted to share with the listeners, can you explain a little bit about how sound healing works or like maybe what they would experience in a session with you, like how you would go about it?
Well, yeah, the first thing I would do is I would interview them over the phone to find out what it is that they specifically want to target, you know. If they say, well, I'm just running low on energy, then I would use my From Galaxies to Cells textbook from Accutonics, and I would write up a treatment plan based on that information that they provided me. If they didn't want me to use tuning forks, I would merely lay them on my table with all of the Tibetan bowls around them because they're very grounding. They're made from the metals of the earth. They can have 15 to 30 minutes of just law, just laying on the table, letting me play. I have 14 bowls that I place around the client. Right? If they were, if they didn't want to be that mellow and that grounded with the earthy frequency, then I can always set up the crystal bowls that lift you up. Right? What is it that you're looking for? I can accommodate anything, almost.
So, okay, so with the fact that sound healing can work on different things, so for instance, if they're they don't actually have to sometimes come in for maybe a physical ailment. Maybe they're not having like backache, but maybe it's like, okay, I am depressed. What would you do for that?
That would bust out my sun tuning fork and my earth tuning fork. I would ground them and I would fill them full of sun, right? I would use an essential oil of a citrus oil like a lemon or a tangerine or an orange to help lift them, and that releases the squiderpenes in the brain. Right? How bad do you want to feel good? What are you willing to do to get there?
Right. Okay, here's a side question, but still part of this. Have you intermixed using your tuning forks and your bowls with crystals? Do you use that sometimes, or do you solely use your
I have crystals, and I actually have, we go on the road. We take the crystal bowls and the crystal skulls that we use that have different healing properties, you know, of the stones and such, and we play them together because crystal is an awesome amplifier. It amplifies the healing effects of each one of the stones.
I forgot. I didn't even think about that. And also the thing about crystals, too, is not only do they amplify, but they can also absorb. So they can kind of take in
They have ones like obsidian that absorb the negative, right? There's one that's, I think it's called amazonite or amazonite, that is also good for absorbing negativity. And so we use those type of healing gemstones with the use of the crystal bowls to optimize your experience.
Well, I just wanted to, before I let you finish off, Miss Jamie, and share anything else you want to add, I just wanted to let the audience know, I have had a few experiences, several sessions with Jamie when I was still in Seattle. This is when she was first learning, and I got to be her practice person. And I will tell you, I didn't come in for anything specific. I don't think it was any ailments, but I think it could have been times when I was feeling down, maybe sad. And I tell you what, just laying on the table and having the bowls around me placed on top of me, I remember her putting some on my stomach. And just, the only way I can describe it is it was a peace, this sense of peace. And I tell you what, it was one of my favorite kind of sessions to get. I've tried a lot of different alternative medicines. I love acupuncture. I love my chiropractic sessions. I love massage. I love float therapy. That's another thing to talk about down the road. But I tell you what, sound healing, it's just, again, you really do feel like it's resonating throughout your whole body. And you just get up and you're just like, almost like a whole new person. And you don't even know why. And it just feels so good. That would be my version of that. And so, you know, if you are in Seattle, Washington area, Tacoma area, Kent area, definitely check Jamie out when you're over there. You can look up her website at www.kentmassage.com. And if you're not in the area, take a look in your area. You might find somebody, and it would be worth checking out. So that's my piece on that. Jamie, anything else you might want to add?
No, bless you for sharing your personal experience, because when I experienced it, I had an excitement within me that was, it's like I was reacquainted with a long-lost friend. There was a familiarity, there was a safeness, there was it was just a yummy environment to be in that my body liked. So that's why I had to get my own set.
Well, I remember how excited you were, and you've been doing that now for a good while since I've been there. What else kind of feedback have you gotten from some of your clients after they've tried a session with you?
Well, they would come back and buy a gift certificate for a friend.
So, hey, right on.
Pretty good testimonial, you know, without getting into anything.
Right. Okay, Jamie, you know what? I know you'll be back on in 2 weeks, but any kind of good wishes you want to give for the week for everybody?
Yeah, take a minute, take off your socks and shoes, put your feet on the earth, and breathe in what Mother Earth has to offer. Breathe in some nature for a minute. Give your body a time out. That's what I have to say.
Okay, well, then I'm just going to second that, because I can't beat that today. I'm not trying to beat it because it's not a competition battle. But I will say this, everybody, I wish you a great, great week. I look forward to talking to you again next time we're on. I send you lots of love and light and just big, big hugs. Take care. Enjoy. Bye-bye.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.